BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. I hope you had an exciting Easter. I managed to fit quite a lot in. I managed to go to that new shopping centre, which is next to where the Olympics are going to be, which is pretty cool.
Get anything nice?
Do you know what I did get? This is really exciting. I got a thing where you can poach eggs perfectly because I can't do them.
Oh, I love them.
Those like egg pod things?
Yeah, they're really good.
Do they work though?
Yes, they do.
Ooh. Okay, well, I've got to try that out later today because I've been set a challenge, and that is that I have to be able to make eggs Benedict when I go on my holidays in 2 weeks. Now, I was set the challenge about 5 weeks ago. And it ain't happening at the
what
moment.
What sort of a challenge is that?
Awful challenge. Who set you that?
Why is it an awful challenge? Well, I want to be able to make breakfast for somebody for once in my life.
It's the most middle-class challenge I've ever heard of. Eggs Benedict.
Yes. And the fact you've had a seven-week lead time on this Eggs Benedict. And you're on holiday. Like, who does their own breakfast on holiday? Like, just get some cereal or, like, get a
bacon sandwich. No, all it is muffins and some poached eggs, which I can't do.
Yeah, but on the Benedict, don't you have to have that sort of uncooked sauce?
Oh, I don't know. I'll just buy that.
It's not mayonnaise, but it's like
hollandaise.
Yeah.
You can buy that in jars.
That's really difficult to make. Oh,
I'm not making that. Get out.
Are you going to take your own jar of hollandaise, as you say, on holiday?
In my case, yes, I am.
Oh, that'll be lush when it leaks.
That'd be nice in the heat. What?
If you took a hollandaise.
Good one.
He did it. You just did it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Open your ears, Mills.
That's just his joke.
So that's exciting. What about you?
Oh, I didn't get anywhere near that much excitement. I went to
It's exciting for me. I can't cook.
I went to an awful place for like an all-day breakfast yesterday. The only saving grace was that Grimmy was on the radio. I thought I just wanted to get out. It was so bad.
Right. Why was it bad? Did they not have the correct holidays?
I didn't trust it. I don't know. There was something. You know when you go to those places and you think, oh God, I wish I hadn't come in here. But then by that point, you're sat down.
Yeah.
And you're all about the health and safety, aren't you? I mean, I can't imagine you're that good with cooked breakfast.
And then I went to the toilet and I was like, oh. You know when you go to the toilets and you think, oh, I don't want to eat in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot by a toilet.
Then I went home and watched Kung Fu Panda.
Wow. Yeah, exciting once again.
I just boshed a curry. It was great.
Oh. Well, last night?
Yeah. I went in. With the football in it. It was good.
What football was on last night? Remind me.
It was Fulham-Chelsea.
I knew that. Cool. Is that you and the lads, was it?
Yep.
Nice. Well, as you can hear, we've had very exciting Easters.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hang on a second. Weren't you mentioned a lot yesterday on Twitter for your rapping skills?
Oh, yeah. There was a hashtag on Twitter yesterday, name your favourite rapper. And apparently I was getting loads of mentions saying, and I was like, come on, this is a joke, come on. So eventually by like 11 o'clock I tweeted going, thank you, you're far too kind, in like a comedy Jay-Z reference.
Yeah,
but no one got it. Maybe it didn't work. You know that thing from Encore?
Thank you, you're far too kind.
Yeah.
No one got it.
No.
And everyone thought you were being serious.
Yeah. No, I just look like a big head.
Yeah. Laughing at the applause. Yeah. I'm great.
Really not.
Oh, I thought you'd be part of the hashtag hot people that I follow, which seemed to be on a...
No, I've never had one of them.
Seemed to be on a lot yesterday.
Oh, what, for you?
No.
Oh, right.
Just people.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Anyway, the showbiz sleaze that Chris has written out in his dainty handwriting today includes stuff about Justin Bieber. He's in trouble with the police because he's got tinted windows. That's not allowed, is it? They're too tinty.
Yes.
Too tinted?
Yeah, you can have too tinty.
Can you?
Yeah. And then you get in trouble. He's also been parking illegally. His car, there's some pictures in the papers today. Have a look if you get a paper. His car is ridiculous. It's like a silver bullet. It's like chrome.
You know those people that you don't expect to drive, or the thought of them driving makes you feel a bit weird? Justin Bieber's one of them. It's like, I don't know if I'd get in. It's a bit like you. When you say you're driving, I don't know. You know those people that you don't imagine driving?
Why can't you imagine me driving? You've told me this loads of times.
I know. I think it's just one of those things. There's certain people you can imagine driving and certain people you can't.
I used to think that with him as well, but he's an all right driver. But I know what you mean about Bieber. I wouldn't get in his car.
Why can't you imagine me driving? Why is that so weird to you?
I just imagine you'd be a bit like, oh, like a bit, I don't know.
cautious.
Yeah, not that cautious is a bad thing, but I don't think I'd feel entirely relaxed.
Right.
Is the answer.
I think you're kind of accurate. Anyway, Bieber's car looks ridiculous. There's also a great video that I found on YouTube of Bieber and Selena Gomez sitting in a park, in this lush park in LA called Griffiths Park. They're on a cliff. He certainly knows how to treat a lady, doesn't he? He got a Subway.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's got vouchers in his hand.
Yeah.
So he's chomping down on a 6-inch. And she's just sat there, like, with whatever she's got. And two millionaires with some vouchers in a park. Seriously. You could take Gomez on a better date than that.
Yeah, it should have gone to a chicken restaurant. Mate.
Exactly, the very least.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's time for a classic episode of 24 Years at the Tap End. If you used to listen to this at 5:15, why not enjoy it again? If you've never heard it before, why not enjoy it? It's the story of my friend Chris's life, which he decided to write down because a lot's happened. Don't text in saying this is something you've heard before. I know, that's the idea. Hopefully this harp sound effect will help you go back in time.
Right, I'm thinking that I'll take us to the 18th year, if you're keen on that.
I'm keen.
Right then. Ready?
Right.
What's that about?
That's our impression of you.
But it doesn't sound like me.
Could Deborah Stevenson do a better one than that? No.
Who's Deborah Stevenson?
She's on The Impressionist.
So my impression's one word?
Yeah.
Brodo.
That's ridiculous. It sounds like
ages.
Like nothing like me.
Let's continue.
Right then, my 18th year at the Tap End. It had been another brilliant night out in Watford, and like I did every Tuesday, I found myself being woken up on the floor of Ollie Butler's garage to the deafening roar of a lawnmower.
Well, why did that happen every week?
Well, it was basically we'd go out on a Monday night, stay at Butler's, on Ollie Butler's on Monday evening, so come back from the club, stay there.
A.K.A. Sir Dosser.
Yep, wake up Tuesday morning, but his family have a gardener every Tuesday morning.
That's because he lives, as you remember, in Bel Air.
Yeah, yeah. So it was always annoying. So, the gardener will be up at 9. I obviously wouldn't be, and that's how I got woken up.
Does the gardener sleep in the garage as well?
No, he just turns up in the morning.
Oh, turns up at 9. I thought you said the gardener will be up at 9 and then starts the lawnmower. I thought you two were like...
Nah. What time do the maid and servants arrive?
The problem with the gardener is lawnmower is ridiculously loud. It's one of those industrial ones.
Ones you can sit on.
Yeah, I think
love
so.
Those.
Think so, yeah.
OMG, how big is the garage to have a sit-on lawnmower?
No, it's not in the... It's outside the garage, Becky.
He turns up riding it.
I assume so.
Yes! I've never seen anyone ride a lawnmower down the actual road.
Do gardeners bring their own? They must do.
Yeah, of course they do.
Also, I love it that butlers have got actual servants themselves.
Yeah.
There's some irony there.
Yeah, that's true. It was always the worst feeling. The banging headache from the night before mixed with the sounds of the lawnmower outside. Always at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. It was all worth it, though. Monday nights were student night at Watford. We used to go to a place called Destiny, which has since become an Oceana. I didn't have much money. Generally, it cost about £5 to get in. After that, I could only really afford a couple of drinks if I was to be able to afford a kebab and then a cab home. Generally, though, the cab money often went on that extra drink, which meant that me and Butler would have to walk the long main road between Watford and Northwood to his house where I always stayed. I've just Google Maps this, and it's 4.2 miles. It always felt like more.
That's still quite far.
That's an hour.
That's over an hour, yeah. Anyway, there was no time to be hungover today. We had an exciting day ahead. An event we'd been planning for a while. Our pizza challenge at the hut.
Is this the triple?
No, this is the... You know those buffets?
The triple is when you get the Burger King, KFC and the McDonald's all within sight of each other, so you have to have one thing from each.
I know of only one place where you can see all three, and
I think
that's in Southampton.
It's very rare. Sometimes people do the quadruple if there's, like, a Pizza Hut as well.
So you've never done the Pizza Hut challenge, basically, Becky?
Do you get a T-shirt if you do it?
You don't, but they should
no,
do that.
No, well, I'm not interested. I only do those ones in the pubs where if you eat the massive steak, you get the T-shirt. You've got to get a prize for it.
No, this
or
is
something
just kind
to
of a,
frame.
It's more like an internal thing between you and your mates, really. Like, it's not a thing in the pizza place.
Oh, OK.
It's just you decide to do it. Because they do have an all-you can eat buffet experience at lunchtimes.
I'm aware of this.
Yeah.
Is it you go there and see how much you can do?
Yeah,
that's basically it.
Okay. Well, I do that every time I go. I'm in.
Well, yeah, but you've got to challenge yourself.
I don't leave until I have to undo a button or two. You've got to get a value for money.
So therefore you have done it?
Yeah.
Without knowing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you've got to push yourself further than you would comfortably.
Yeah, every meal.
Do you really do that?
Who stops when they're full? Come on, be honest.
This is why I love you. You don't actually physically undo a button, though.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's embarrassing if you've got a belt on.
I didn't realise people actually had to do holes. That. Like, I know people talk about, oh, I'm going to have to loosen my belt in a minute. I didn't actually think that happened.
Do you not do that?
No, I've never done it.
But you can push it down a bit so it kind of goes over the top. But if that's too awkward, you have to undo the button and then maybe a little bit of zip.
No. This has never happened to me. I don't think
sometimes they're so tight that they'll stay up even if you've undone the button and the whole zip.
No.
Yes.
Are you actually serious?
Yes.
Has this happened to you?
No.
I mean, people talk really about, weird. Oh, I'm going to have to undo a button.
You see, I'm not that extreme. Some people go for the elasticated waist, but... That's not big in fashion at the moment,
who
so
does
it's difficult
that?
To get that.
Who do you know that has an elasticated waist trouser?
You wear tracksuit bottoms all the time.
Yeah, but not...
I thought you were one of us.
No, you got me wrong. Oh. I'm not.
Disappoint me, Bills.
I spent the day preparing, eating a small bowl of cereal to start the engine, but apart from that, I didn't eat. I wore my most comfortable trousers and got the bus to the hut.
I don't have a pair of most comfortable trousers.
Just jogging bottoms.
All right.
There was roughly 8 of us taking part in the main event. The rules were simple. Eat as many slices as we can from the lunchtime buffet. We got there as early as possible to ensure we had as many hours as we needed to go for it. Everyone was very excited. Although I felt confident in my ability, Jono, who was bigger boned back then, and Chango, who we nicknamed the Beast, looked like strong favourites from the outset. Few of the lads had different techniques. A couple decided to eat as quickly as possible, but I decided to relax, take my time and employ a bit of a tortoise hare situation. Some people aimed for the fruitier section of the buffet, pizzas like ham and pineapple and farmhouse slices, whereas others just stuck to margarita. Some went deep pan, others went Italian thin crust. I wasn't tempted to overcomplicate, I kept it plain and simple, Italian thin crust margarita.
You girl.
When I was on about 6 slices, a few of the lads were up to the 8th or even 9th, and already I was starting to feel it. Deep down, I knew I wasn't going to finish this challenge first, but there wasn't a chance I was going to let myself down and come last. Chinese Dave was struggling. I could see it in his eyes. If I could just beat him, I'd be happy. I kept my head down, avoided conversation, and confidently boshed another slice. It was only a couple of slices later I hit the wall. Looking for inspiration and on the cusp of giving up, the sound of Heather Small came through the speakers. It was a moment, a sign. I knew someone up there was looking down on me, cheering me on. I picked up one more slice, chewed quickly and swallowed. I looked up at Chinese Dave. He was done. He couldn't match it and threw his napkin down.
I look into the window of my mind.
I couldn't face anymore. I was proud of myself. I hadn't come last. As the lads were whittled off one by one, the final two emerged. There was still a battle on. Chango and Webbo were still going at it. What I witnessed that day was incredible. Webbo took a slice, then Chango. The gaps between each slice eaten grew longer and longer. At 18, Webbo could take no more.
18 slices!
We were all proud of him. No one had expected him to do so well. What have you done today to make you feel proud? All eyes turned to Chango, who, knowing what this meant to us, carried on. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Chango had an interesting technique. He'd have one slice normal, then the other one with parmesan as a pudding. So it's like, it would be one on, one off, one on, one off.
Right.
So in his eyes, he was having half as much main, but then there's always room for pudding.
Yeah, it's all psychological.
It is. Genuinely, I think all buffets are psychological. It's just a barrier that you've got to smash through. He did slice 19 and 20. We were all cheering him on. By now, we were getting a few odd looks from the staff. But the way I see it is, buffets rarely get taken advantage of. If anything, with faced with an all-you-can-eat buffet, often people end up eating less than usual.
Agreed. I'm so with you on that. I like the idea of an all-you-can-eat buffet, but when I actually get there, I probably eat less than if it was just a normal meal. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm the same. For some reason, faced with a buffet, I eat less.
I've
but
really
Becky's shaking her head.
Whilst we're talking about buffets quickly, did anyone see in the paper yesterday those amazing people who've worked out how to get the most into the salad bowl?
No.
Where you, like, make little... You start the foundations with, like, potato. You need to Google this if you haven't seen it. And then you, like, stack around the edges. You make, like, walls of, like... it's turned into, like, an art form. I can't remember what country it's in. You make, like, walls of cucumber around the edges so you can stack it up really high. And that effectively gives you, like... If this is for only one visit, you know, when you're only allowed to go up once, that effectively gives you a massive bowl, which you can then fill with all those bacon bits.
What did we Google for that? I want to see it.
Just, like, salad bowl towers or something.
Okay.
They're salad amazing. It was in the paper yesterday.
Because sometimes that is a challenge in itself.
You know, if you're bored at work or, like, trying to do revision and you can't be bothered, just Google salad bowl towers. It'll waste 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The house always wins, but today we wanted them to sweat a little bit. We wanted to put a significant dent in their pizza stocks. Silence fell across the table as Chango threw his napkin down. That day, Chango, the beast, ate 24 slices.
Oh, my word.
It was one of the proudest days of my life. What have you done today to make you feel right? I always think they should put a plaque up in the restaurant, but they wouldn't allow us in the one in Harrow. But I hope one day Chango gets officially recognised for his achievement that day.
That's a story to be proud of, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. But they just, they wouldn't let us. I came back a couple of days later with a framed certificate and they wouldn't let us put it up.
What, you actually took the trouble to get a framed certificate?
Yeah, but ideally I'd like to see a plaque there.
Like one of those blue ones, Chango ate here, 24 slices.
Yeah, or if anyone can do any better, they can rightfully, you know, have their name engraved on a plaque. But I think all restaurants should have at the back, it should be by law or something, some kind of recognition of
those their achievements.
Who've gone beyond in eating food.
I think this is probably the point where I should responsibly say, do not try this at home or in your local pizza restaurant, because you could probably do yourself quite a lot of damage.
What are you saying? It's only for pizza professionals?
It's like, I am.
Professionals only. Chango couldn't move for a week.
See, there's a reason not to do it.
Don't do it. The Scott Mills Daily. Following up on the pizza challenge, which was mentioned in the classic episode of 24 Years at the Tap End this morning, Simon Skegness has got another one that is good to try out. It's called Credit Card Roulette. And what you do is, you know, if you and your mates are out for a meal, you all enjoy a starter, main course and pudding. You go deep. Mm. Have it all, yeah? Maybe even some cheese afterwards if you want. And a coffee. And you can drink what you want, within reason. And then simply, after your lush, long meal, ask the waitress for the bill, in which you do the international sign language. Even though people don't sign bills anymore, it's still the bill. A bank card is collected off each diner. You put it on the tray, face down. The waitress has to pick one of the cards. The one that is picked by the waitress pays for everyone's meal. And then simply watch as the owner of said card, which was picked, sinks into his hands and starts crying. It's a good game. Thank you, Simon.
It is, unless you've got a pink credit card like me, which is going to get picked every time, isn't it? Because it's going to be the only interesting one.
I love the pink one. You won't get far with that. The Scott Mills
Daily. Oh, what's the curtis?
It's 8:18 and it's your chance to win some Scott Mills points. We do this in the afternoons between 1 and 4. It's Oh, What's Occurring. It's back. Used to do it ages ago. Don't know whether you're aware, but this year's UK entry for the Eurovision Song Contest is a really old bloke called Engelbert Humperdinck. He was kind of a big deal in the 70s and used to be called the King of Romance, because he used to do songs off of love.
self-titled, or does someone else give him that nickname?
I think mostly other people, not himself.
I like it when people give themselves nicknames.
Yeah. At 76 years old, he is the oldest person in Eurovision.
Ever.
Ever. But he might win it for us this year. Now, when somebody new that maybe you've not heard of before comes to your attention, even though they are old, ask your mum or gran, you kind of want to go back through some of their earlier work and look through their back catalogue just to see what hits they had. Because obviously you're too young to remember them. So we thought this was important. We've looked through his back catalogue and found that one of Engelbert Humperdinck, our Eurovision entry's biggest hits, was a song called Lesbian Seagull, which sounds like this.
Come with me, lesbian seagull.
This is not the song that we have entered for Eurovision this year. It's another one.
Settle down and rest.
But it does sound like this.
With me.
Very similar style.
Fly.
You can buy this. It's freely available if you wanted to get it into the charts.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, me and Chris used to go out and do this with the Home and Away theme tune when we used to have a little sing-along in public places. So what you do is you go to a busy place, a shop, a restaurant, a post office, a train, a bus, and you just belt out the song as loud as you can. We felt it was important, as Eurovision is coming up, to make more people aware of this forgotten gem, Lesbian Seagull by Engelbert Humperdinck. So we went to a supermarket yesterday. Oh, God, you know what's coming. How many people do you think in the supermarket we could get to join in with the Lesbian Seagull sing-along?
Now, I've got a slight advantage here, I'm thinking, in terms of points.
Oh, because you were there, yeah.
So should I just rule myself out?
Go. No, don't say it. How many people...
I
just pretend
say.
You can't remember.
I can't remember. I'm going to go 10.
10 people sang along in the not very busy Easter Monday supermarket yesterday. Okay, cool.
I don't think it's well known enough for people to just know the words.
That's why we're raising awareness of it.
Were you giving out lyric sheets off of church or not?
No, but we'll do that next time. Good idea.
So no one knew the lyrics apart from you two? Okay,
no.
Zero.
No
I don't think it's one of those ones that people just know, or it's not particularly easy to pick up, is it?
True, I think the Home and Away theme tune is probably more recognised,
yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go zero. How many points are we getting for this?
You're getting 10 points if you guess the right amount of people that sang along.
Okay.
Chris says 10, Becky says zero. Let me know what you say, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, here we are, singing Engelbert Humperdinck and Lesbian Seagull in a shop.
We're walking into a supermarket now. It's one of those little ones where they always have donuts on the entrance. We're now pretending to look at the salad. We're right at the back of the store now.
Ready?
God.
Ready?
Hmm?
Ready.
Ready.
Core. Core. Core.
Come on, everybody!
Come with me. Come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest. With me.
You sing along.
Fly with me, lesbian seagull, to my little nest by the sea. With me, that's where you belong. With me, I know I can be strong when you're...
Join in.
With me.
Let's get the milk in.
I don't want milk now. No, I don't want milk. Go.
Oh, what's occurring?
I did want some semi-skim, but I thought better of it.
That went well, then.
You're dead right, love. No one knows the song. But that's why, on this show this week, we need to make people aware.
Come with me, lesbian seagull.
It's a good shout, handing out the lyrics.
Yeah, I think we need to go somewhere busier as well.
Yeah. Easter Monday in one of those little mini marts, not any good.
Fly with me, lesbian seagull.
I think you'll find this is actually the B-side to Love Roller Coaster by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not Engelbert's version,
yes.
Is it?
They were in the same movie, Beavis and Butthead, in the 70s. No, in the 90s.
In the 70s? How old are the Red Hot Chili Peppers in the 70s?
54. Okay, a massive fail there. So Becky gets 10 Scott Mills points. Nobody sang along with Lesbian Seagull, damn it.
Oh. What's a curtis?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Nicole on Twitter says, you're obviously not going to the right small supermarkets. I work in one. I would have sang along if you came into my work. Are you the only person in the UK that knows the song, Nicole? Francesca says, food shopping would be so much more fun if every store had Scott and Chris singing Lesbian Seagull in it, you think?
Oh, what's a curtis?
Only slightly less irritating than the voice of the self-checkouts.
Problem in your bagging area.
You say that to me every day. I think I need to get it sorted out.
Scan your item. OK, it's time for the next bit of Oh, What's Occurring. I'm going to dish out a generous 20 Scott Mills points next for this one. Who's watched the show The Bottom Line with Mary Portis off of Queen of Shops? Anybody?
No.
She delves into ladies' lingerie every week on the show. She loves. But here's a question. On when episode, just the one episode, of Mary Portis' Bottom Line on Channel 4, how many times was the word knickers mentioned? 20 points because you have to be 100% accurate.
Is it a show? It's about underwear then, is it?
Yeah. She kind of reinvents underwear stores in quite a similar way to she did with other shops.
So it's on for an hour. 32.
Becky already has 10 Scott Mills points this week.
Is this just for knickers or is this other names of knickers?
Just knickers.
Right.
I wanted to know what other names for knickers you knew then, Chris.
Right, well,
what other options, like what other words maybe...
My least favourite word, remember?
Yeah. I'm
no.
Chris, you say it.
Don't say it. I'll boke.
Am I allowed?
Yeah, say it.
Panties is on.
Panties!
He couldn't say it as a word in itself. He was like, panties is the word.
How many, please? Let's get this over with.
Sorry, what did Becky go for?
32.
I'm going 20.
All right, let's find out.
Oh! What's a curtis?
Play along at home or on your way to work. Is Mary Portis and her knickers?
Knickers. Knickers.
Knickers.
Knickers. Knickers.
Knickers.
Knickers.
Knickers.
Knickers. Knickers. In a pair of kinky knickers.
Why are you throwing knickers on the floor?
609 knickers.
Yeah, Prime Minister couldn't be seen with knickers.
Yay, he's got knickers on. Flashy knickers. Flashy knickers. Kinky knickers. Knickers. Pairs of knickers. Pair of knickers.
Pair of knickers.
Pairs of knickers. Pair of knickers.
Pair of knickers.
Pair of knickers.
Your knickers.
Knickers. Knickers. 20 Scott Mills points. It's a lot for one show.
Oh, what's occurring?
But then the show was mostly about underwear. Motto, what's occurring tomorrow at 8:15?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
On the Chris Mills Show with Scott Mills. And now it's time for Show and Tell. The idea is someone from the class produces an object of interest and tells us all something about it. Today it's Becky's show and tell. What are you bringing to the class?
Hello.
Hello, right. Mr. Mills.
Do you remember... Hello, Mr. Mills. A bit weird. Mm-hmm. You remember a couple of weeks ago on Dear Scott, somebody, and I cannot remember who it is, sorry if it was you, emailed in to say that they'd been watching Homes Under the Hammer and they'd noticed that every time someone said something on Homes Under the Hammer, they would play a bit of music that related to what they said.
Yes, always.
Right, so I didn't believe that it was happening to this extent, so I went away yesterday and watched a zillion episodes of Homes Under the Hammer.
That's how you roll on a Easter Monday.
OMG, they do it so much. So much. And once you notice it, you can't stop. Like this.
Although there's nothing salvageable about that bathroom. But then things go from tragic
to magic.
Ho, 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 it's magic!
Oh my God.
And like half of them are songs that you don't even know, and they've obviously just gone on the internet and gone, he said magic.
Song with magic.
Like this one, this is Doll's House.
The only thing I would say about this property, it's a bit on the small side, feels a little bit cramped. It's sort of like a doll's house, really. Strange.
Got a hammer, nail and a hunk of wood. I'll build a doll house.
Oh, my God.
Like, that one even sounded like the script person had gone, oh, we've got this doll's house bit of music. We need to get it. Let's get her to say doll's house and then we can play it.
Where do they find these songs? Yeah. I've never heard of them.
But it's also quite funny trying to work out when you're watching it where the song's going to come in. If you listen to this clip.
And are we going to guess the song, are we?
Yeah, see if you can work out where they're going to put it in and what song.
Talk about disappointing. Beautiful building on the outside and walk in here and, well, look at it. What a wreck. What a shame. Still, let's try and see through the fact it's not quite what I anticipated. Got a lot of space, bearing in mind it's a ground floor flat. A lot of space and a lot of work.
It's sad, so sad, with the sad, sad situation.
Well, quite. It is a sad situation. Let's look on the bright side if we can.
There's loads. Play the next one. There's just a zillion examples of this.
I don't think I've ever noticed this because I've never managed to bosh an entire episode of Homes Under the Hammer. Mm. Have you?
I don't think I have.
No. Okay, well, next one.
You sure you came to the right house, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
It's a mystery.
What's a mystery?
So it was a bit of a mystery to the pair where all the mould and damp had sprung from.
Oh, where all the mould and damp had sprung from was a mystery. Any more?
It's brilliant. Yeah, I've got two more.
And if you look up at the ceiling, you've got a lovely ceiling rose with some beautiful cornicing. That feeling is a good feeling. I like it.
Oh, I know.
You Wait. Know what it's going to be?
Is it going to be... Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
No, this Flow is Homes Under the Hammer.
It's got to be Lionel Richie, surely.
What a feeling.
Oh.
You'd be rubbish in this production.
Grand high ceilings and period features galore. What more could you ask for?
No, they should have had dancing on the ceiling. Yeah. What a feeling, dancing on the ceiling, because she mentioned high ceilings.
Yeah.
Well, they're stupid. They missed a good one there. Okay, next one, please. I like this.
Major modifications required.
Yes, this doesn't flow well at all.
Oh, something's complicated.
Yeah.
As things stand, it's way too complicated to remain.
These puns are amazing.
Do you want to start doing it on this show?
I would like to, actually.
Okay, try it and see if it works.
Loads of people noticed this. Chris in Birmingham said, this is brilliant. I thought this the other day. We had the exact conversation yesterday while watching Homes Under the Hammer. Thanks for showing and telling it, says somebody on text. OK, I'm going to do my own one now.
Now I've told you, you're not going to be able to watch it in the same way.
Coming up at 9:10 on the show, on Radio 1, we've got Innuendo Bingo.
I know you've never heard this song in your life.
You don't need to have heard the song. You just type in bingo into Google and this is what came up.
Yeah. It's Right Said Fred with their song Bingo.
Yeah, bingo.
This could be our new intro for New Under Bingo.
No, no.
Well spotted, Becky. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Show and Tell today featuring the brilliant puns from Homes Under the Hammer.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're doing this twice a week in our new time slot between 1 and 4. And because we're in for Chris Moyles this week, let's do it on Tuesday and Thursdays as well. Katie's been on, saying, this is my first innuendo bingo. I am Rodo. Sabina says, my first innuendo bingo. So excited to play along. And on the text, we've got Claire in Cornwall, and also Michelle in Belfast, and Becky in Cheltenham, who's going to play Innuendo Bingo properly for the first time. She sat herself down there. She's very excited. She's got her water and her bowl ready to spit into. You might know Innuendo Bingo if you listen to this show on a regular basis. What happens is you send me clips of something that sounds a bit on TV or radio. Becky and Chris put water in their mouths. Obviously, if they find it funny, the water sprays out everywhere.
I'm a little bit worried because we have another member of the team today, also called Chris, who I think may get wet in the crossfire. You might want to move your laptop away there.
All the equipment is obviously covered for health and safety.
Yes, it is.
Okay, precautions have been taken.
If you spot anything suitable that you think could be used on a future episode of Innuendo Bingo, then send me the details of where you heard it or saw it. A rough time would be good and what they said. Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Maybe you saw something last night on TV and thought, oh, that'd be brilliant for Innuendo Bingo. Just send me an email while you're at work. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All right, are we ready?
Ready.
Water in mouths, please. You're about to witness the wetness. That's the new slogan.
Just did it to myself and got it in my eye. Brilliant.
Okay.
Haven't even started yet.
Right, here we go. First one is sent in by Amy in Warwickshire. She was watching China, Triumph and Turmoil on Channel 4, which doesn't sound like a bag of lols, but it was. Ready?
Mm. It's not just Zambia. Nor, for that matter, just Africa. All over the world, from Angola to Brazil, all the way to Cambodia, you'll encounter Chinese managers, engineers and foremen hard at it.
Nice bin sound today. That was a good first one. It's a bit early to play this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like
it took me a while.
It will go up your nose. Oh. You know that feeling when you've been into the swimming pool? You'll get that. Okay. Next one. Loads of people playing along today at home. Mm. This is from that epic Eddie Stobart show on Five. Jenny in Hartley Whitney was fortunate enough to see an episode of it the other day. You ready? Mm. Got your water there? Mm.
After his hold-up, Paul's finally dropped his load and back on the road. But his day is fast unravelling.
Did you hold it there, Becky? Well done.
That's the best show ever, that.
It's a good one, isn't it?
After his hold-up, Paul's finally dropped his load and...
That's going to be on your show and tell, isn't it, if people haven't seen it?
Yeah, I'm going to,
Maybe
gonna
this week that. Or next week, because that show needs to be brought to more people's attention. It really does. The drama in it is unbelievable. Okay,
that
next...
That's anything to go by.
Let's head over to BBC Test Match Special now on Innuendo Bingo. Mark off of Belfast sent this one in. Rizzo.
And he looks around the ground, down towards that Takuma Suwari stand, and he raises the bat there, smiles, walks off with his helmet in his hand.
Do they know they're doing this? Because there's a lot of cricket ones.
They genuinely don't, do they?
No. Right, you both went there.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do on this next one. Remember, the aim is to try and keep the water in. Rich's wife Lola spotted this one. Lola! From the BBC One show, Land of the Lost Wolves. Her name is Lola. She isn't a showgirl. Water, please. Here we go.
We've had songbirds utilize that habitat, that structure. We've had beavers come, clip those branches and use that as food, as building material.
Nothing from Becky?
No.
Chris has lost it.
I'm doing well today. Chris is in tears, but I'm all on it.
You're finding it a bit early, Chris. Hello. Take a deep breath.
Go on.
Okay. Chris! Try and keep the water in.
Oh, I nearly choked.
Come on.
Right,
more water, please. Nice big sip, there we are. Out you go. Hairy Bikers. It's their bakeathon on BBC Two. Why is that funny? It's not even.
I've got to calm down.
Calm down. Come on. The Hairy Bikers Bakeathon on BBC Two.
Right.
Chris Jacob lolled at this one, so he sent it to us. Water? Bit wet there, Chris. Got to work the rest of the day now as well, in that outfit. What's that?
He was wearing the outfit before he got wet. What are you saying about it?
Water, please. Come on.
Mm. Ooh, it's nice, actually. And just knead away, single-hand or double-handed method, whichever way you fancy, depending how big your balls are.
That was a good one.
Ooh, it's nice, actually. And just knead away, single-hand or double-handed method, whichever way you fancy, depending how big your balls are.
Right, sorry, I've lost it now. One more. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
There you go.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah.
Push him along, Tony.
Oh, no. Go on, pigs. And you, straggling rod.
Wow.
Nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Still going, isn't it? It never gets old. Let us know if you play along. And that was Innuendo Bingo, Tuesday edition.
Can you hold your nerve? Can you hold your water? This is Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Each day on this show, Becky raps because no one has flow like Becky from this show. When you're ready.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey. Tone, tan, fit and ready. Turn it up, because it's getting heavy. Wild, wild West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones. I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's a freak. She drives a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay. I won't play. I love the bay, just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Home, boys, hanging out. All that ass, hanging out. Bikinis, tankinis, martinis. No weenies, just a king and queenie. Katie, my lady, you're looking here, baby. I'm all upon you, because you're representing California.
All right, should we get into some Dear Scott? This is where, this point of the show, the PR4L, the Posh Radio 4 lady, reads out your messages. Have you got anything to say? Like, anything to say? Then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get it read out by the Posh Radio 4 lady. Could be any morning this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and TOTDS.
Hello.
I was wondering how Scott and Chris met each other. What with Chris being 25 and Scott being, well, a couple of years older. Winking smiley.
I would like to clear this up. Would you, Chris?
Well, when you say it like that, like clear it up, it makes it sound like something dodgy going on, you know?
Nothing. Don't sound guilty if you're not. We met in Southampton because I am from Southampton and Chris was a student in Southampton and liked radio. I was already doing radio. So we got in touch.
Who approached who?
Well,
we just kind of met.
No.
This is sounding dodgier
who?
Than it is.
You don't just kind of meet. What, you're walking around Southampton Centre and it's like, oh, I like radio. Someone must have emailed or written to someone else.
Because I was DJing in a student club there.
Right.
I was interested in radio. Scott was going and DJing in a similar student club.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I went up to Scott and said, oh, hello, you're good at radio.
That was it.
And what then did we you say, Scott?
Start of a beautiful friendship. I said, that's nice. And we had a chat about radio whilst DJing together.
If someone comes up to you and says, you're good at radio, do you then become their friend?
Not always, but we just kind of hit it off.
What other criteria did Chris have to meet in order to become your friend? Because I'm curious. No, but I just wanted to know, like, because if a random came up to me and said, can I be your friend? I also like radio.
We were just particularly good at DJing together, I thought. Even if we do say so ourselves.
We enjoyed a drink.
Yeah, we did. We had similar interests.
I think this should be covered in a 24 Years at the Tap End special when it returns. Or have you already done that one?
No, we haven't done that, but we should definitely do it.
Yeah, we can do.
Yeah. I've said that to you before. We should cover the early years.
Hope it's suitable for daytime. Lol.
Right. This is all being taken out of context.
Let's clear this up right away.
Love the show and all of you guys. You complete me. Franco, off of Leeds. P.S. can I have a big shout-out to my friend and fellow uni course mate, Michelle. We are both massive fans of the show.
Hi, Michelle. And hi, Franco. With a name like that, you're the one that should be worried. Joking. Next!
Hey, Smiley. I keep using "it just felt right" as my excuse for everything. I think I've stolen it from Chris, and TBH, he can have it back. It's a bit dodge. Sarah, XXX.
I have no idea what that means at all.
Is that when you do stuff and we ask you why and you're like, oh, it just felt right.
I wasn't aware that was the one, a catchphrase.
No, nor was I.
It is now.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L, I was just wondering, do I need to put in a request for maternity leave? I've got 3 weeks till my due date and might need to be flexible with my listening for a day or so.
Timon, I think this is out the window now because I have messed you around so much in the last few weeks. You don't know when I'm going to be on. So the idea that I ask you to fill in a holiday form for when you're not going to be listening, I think is unfair. Because I've been doing 4 till 7, then I was doing 1 till 4 for a week. Now I'm doing the Chris Moyle show.
You're off for a week.
Then I'm off for a week, so who am I to talk or judge?
The bonus is that when I resume my listening, I will be bringing an extra listener with me. Many thanks. Vicky, off of Timperley.
The baby? You looked really confused by that. You'd be like, where's she getting another one from? She's having a baby. The baby will also be listening.
Recruiting listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Young ones as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we need those.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and PR4L. I was just thinking about your friend, Unlucky Gary. Is he still alive or did his luck completely disappear? I really fancied his voice. Love you. Amy Richardson, Cheshire.
Unlucky Gary was on this show only last week.
He's still with us, Amy.
He's still alive. But thank you for your concern. That would be unlucky. Anything else you want to say?
What a way to announce it if that had been the case. How awful.
Anything else you want to clear up? Then email scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. You pretty much 100% will get your email read out this week if you email now or next week. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Put subject Dear Scott and then write it. Anything you want to know, anything you want to tell me, get involved.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.